This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. That's FM 93.7. And by the way, we broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women, coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Let's not forget the bulk mail center drivers either, getting Santa along the way there, getting the mail to the post offices so everybody can get what they need to have. And our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel, too. Not to forget about our Amazon warehouse workers and our Amazon drivers out there. Thanks very much for tuning in. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter as Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And then, of course, our website is simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out, and see what's there. You might be surprised. All right, joining us right now from northern Florida, up there in the panhandle, it's none other than Frank Silvato, the chairman of the board. How about that? Remember Frank Sinatra? Frank Silvato, the chairman of the board of the Underground USA.com website. Yes, sir.
Mr. Captain.
They love you. They love you.
Well, evidently they're flying me to the moon.
Well, they could fly you to the moon if you want to go. I think that's the next thing they'll be charging for. What do you think?
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
You never know.
Are you ready to say the pledge, my friend?
You got it.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance,
to
the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, it took us a while, but we got us a big, bad dude over the weekend who apparently was the bomb maker for the Pan Am Flight 103 when it went down. For lack of better words, I'm only going to use the one word that they used for his description down here, Masood, because he's got a name that's like 18 characters long, and I'm not going there. But he apparently, we don't know how they got him. We don't know where they got him. We just know they got him.
Yeah, and we don't know exactly when they got him.
Right.
You know, so I'm glad he's in custody. I'm glad he's going to stay on trial. I'm glad that that one more chapter in that saga is coming to an end. I do believe that the announcement is a little curious. You know, now that the administration is routinely slapped around because of its poor ratings.
Mm-hmm.
And after the election, when they were really not integral in getting anyone elected, they couldn't even take a victory lap for that because nobody wanted Joe Biden around.
Mm-hmm.
Suddenly they needed a victory, and this pops up from that long ago. So, you know, maybe I'm a cynic. Maybe I just don't like these people, and that would be a true statement. But I find it interesting that when they needed a victory the most, it went to terrorism and that long ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll find out if and when we find out, right?
Well, you know, this, you can't put anything by people who are desperate for a win. They needed a win, you know, and this is not about Democrats or politics, because they, you know, in a midterm election, the way they performed, you would need to call that some sort of victory. It's certainly a grand failure by the Republican Party to capitalize on an election cycle that should have been a slam dunk, given crime and the economy and the border and everything else. But, you know, this guy's obviously gearing up for re-election, and he's going to be padding his victory. You know, he's got to fill a little bit of the column as a pro, because there's enough in the con. So I'm skeptical about this announcement. I'm not that it's not true. I just think the timing is really weird.
Probably. Well, Arizona Governor Ducey, a Republican outgoing, has ordered the empty storage containers to be placed in the areas where they can be put in to fill in the gap where there's no border wall. The current incoming governor is saying she's going to try to stop that. She can't because of the way the laws are set up in Arizona. They have to have legislation from the legislature to change that. It's not a Democratic legislature, so the chances of that happening are not all that good. So I guess we'll see what happens next.
Oh, and there's reports that there's a sheriff down in Arizona on the border. I'm not exactly sure where. I did see the story, though, that an Arizona sheriff is suing to have Ducey restrained from doing so.
Uh-huh.
Obviously an opportunistic move by that sheriff, because he knows there's a Democrat governor coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And a little bit of outside of his purview, because I don't believe the state borders are his business.
Nope. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more. Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com. I shall return.
This is Frank Silvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Extras. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, and welcome back, everybody. This is the Captain's America Third Watch on a Monday morning, and I'm talking to our friend Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And I would like to remind everybody that this portion of the program is brought to you by the Moss Family Automotive Group, and in particular, Moss Nissan. With all those dealerships. Now, Moss Nissan is located in Crystal River. Plus, they have the Nissan and Acura dealership on Florida Avenue in Tampa. They built a brand new dealership in Brooksville on State Route 50, just to the east of the Suncoast Parkway. And that's up in Brooksville. And the big flagship store is located down on 19 and 54, U.S. 19 and 54, in Newport Richey. So whichever one you choose, whichever one you pick, stop on by and say howdy, howdy. And remember this, all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, fire, or police, or whether or not you happen to be a church pastor, get great deals offered to them for your service to our country. And let's not forget about Moss Care, which is free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle that you're driving. How about that? Go to MossMAUSNissan.com, MossMAUSNissan.com, to check it out. And then you'll know why they get people from all across the country that listen to this show to come in and check it out. All right, back to Frank Salvato, UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Mr. Captain.
You know, it's always a great day in the neighborhood when we get together because we always seem to have one caller that's going to call and kind of try to stir things up a little bit. And I think I got that caller on the line right now. So let's go and see if it's who I think it is. You ready?
Sure.
Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, it's not so much stir things up, it's the provocation of thought. I'm going to have to agree with Frank in his assessment regarding the peculiarity of the announcement of the arrest and extradition, if you will, of the knucklehead. I'm just going to call him Yabba Dabba Doo number three. There were three Yabba Dabba Doos that were under investigation regarding Lockerbie. Number one was acquitted in Brussels years and years ago, decades ago. Number two was convicted, sentenced in a Scottish prison for life imprisonment.
Yep.
And he was somehow released because he had some sort of terminal prostate cancer.
Correct.
And for humanitarian reasons, they released him back to the Libyan government. You know, going, you know, the rooster, you know, the chickens coming home to roost, so to speak. And number three, Yabba Dabba Doo number three has been out, you know, he's been alleged. Apparently, you read these stories, his name was mentioned back in 1988. They didn't know where he was. We really looked for him, this, that, and the other. So apparently he gets arrested shortly. He's in prison during the Libyan uprising, if you will, when they overthrew, when the State Department overthrew Gaddafi after he'd been cooperating with them on Al-Qaeda angle and human trafficking of NGOs or with NGOs, migrants, if you will, into Europe. So he gets ousted. So this guy is in prison and allegedly confesses while he's in prison. Well, if people read the articles, this guy, his family, last month was raising a stink about, hey, armed men came into the house and kidnapped our guy here, you know, our husband, whatever, family member here. We want some answers. They're petitioning the Libyan government. Libyan government didn't know anything about it. We don't know this, that, and the other. And now, allegedly, you know, reportedly, you have to believe, tentatively believe the reports. This guy's probably sitting in the Quantico brig right now awaiting trial or, you know, arraignment.
Question is, how long has he been there?
Correct. Okay, so anyway, so the dude's captured. I'm suspicious of the timing of this. If true, you know, all right, this guy's coming to justice. But here's the thing. His alleged confession, and then other people had said that this guy was that during a documentary back in 2015, his picture was known, then they found out who he was, and this. So now the Justice Department, according to reports, has been doing their investigation off this alleged documentary. Now, here's the deal.
All right, wait a minute. Now, you've got to get to the point, because you're wasting time here. We got lots to do.
Roger that. Here's the point. Question everything that's going on with this situation, because there are reports and there's people saying, and legal experts and terrorism experts saying, his confession may be inadmissible in court because it was obtained while he was in a Libyan prison. So we all know what goes on in Middle Eastern backwater prisons, if you will. You know, if Delta went in and did this hit and got this guy, captured his cat, you know, good on him and stuff. But I'm highly skeptical of the whole scenario because the powers that be have known about this guy. Anyway, thanks for taking my call, Jim.
Thank you. Okay, well, there was a lot to sandwich there, Frank. So you want to take a stab at it?
No, I've made my statement about it. I'm skeptical about the timing. I think they needed a win. They went and they found something to hang their hat on for a win. And they made it about terrorism so people don't want to question it. And so I don't trust this administration. They've lied consistently about everything that they do. They manipulate the people. They manipulated the people during COVID. They manipulated the people on the economy. They manipulated the people about the election. They're starting to manipulate people about re-election issues to give themselves some kind of something in the win column going into 2024. And anybody who trusts this administration about anything, let alone this, you've got to get your head examined.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to read the headline here, and then we're going to change gears a little bit. Then I'm going to read you what this story starts off by saying, because I just found out what you and I were talking about off air. Kevin McCarthy says they're going to subpoena 51 intel officials on the Russian disinfo scheme. Now, let me go down and read you the first paragraph. House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy, Republican of California, is vowing to subpoena the 51 intelligence agents that impacted the 2020 presidential election by calling the Hunter Biden laptop story a Russian disinformation campaign. Then-candidate Joe Biden used a letter from the 51 former intelligence operatives in his response to then-President Donald Trump in one of the 2020 presidential debates when challenged about the findings from the laptop. Those 51 intel agents that signed that letter that said the Hunter Biden information was all wrong was Russian collusion. Many of them have a security clearance, McCarthy said, who is widely expected to become the House Speaker January the 3rd. That's the, what it says. So I'm not sure that that changes the story that you and I were talking about, but maybe it adds a little bit more validity to it, or do you think, or what?
Right. We're getting more action when it comes to exposing corruption in government through Twitter than we are through our government. Unless there is teeth to these investigations and something's going to happen to send someone to prison about it, or it's going to flush out the Department of Justice and the FBI in the purge that is desperately needed at its executive levels, then this is just a tit-for-tat investigation opportunity that's going to go nowhere. Besides keeping the electorate's head in the past, and the danger here is it should be evident to everybody. The midterm elections were a declaration by the voters that they're tired of hearing about the past, they're tired of hearing about the same old garbage that's coming out of Washington, and they want to move forward with good policy, good government, and a little relief for the American people. If the Republicans are going to start playing this game, well, now it's our turn to investigate, we're going to investigate everything. We're going to investigate Russian collusion. We're going to investigate January 6th. If they keep investigating things about the past, we're going to lose in 2024. The midterms were a mandate on that. Anybody who was talking about the past or a stolen election didn't win. Mm-hmm. They didn't win, so they need to get off their asses, and pardon my language, but enough is enough with this. They need to get off their asses, and they need to start talking about policy moving forward to give people some relief from the fascism that is now being executed in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
If they run on the same old game, we're going to lose. And if we lose again, the damage that can be done by the radical left with four additional years is going to destroy the republic beyond repair.
Yep. I think we're pretty close to being there now.
So these investigations, state to me exactly what's going to happen if, in fact, they're correct. Is someone going to jail? People going to lose their jobs? Is there going to be a purge of the DOJ? Nothing's going to happen because the Democrats are still in control for 2 years.
All right. Do you want to stick around?
You bet.
Okay, because we do have a statement here about who might and who might not go to jail by Congressman Comer again. So we'll get into that. This is really getting to be interesting, I'm telling you. Be right back.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Olivia Mann suspected of making the bomb that blew up a passenger plane over the small Scottish town of Lockerbie in the late 80s is in custody. Chris Johnson has more.
He's been in custody in Libya for years on other charges, but 2 years ago the U.S. charged Mohamed Massoud with making the bomb that blew up Pan Am Flight 103 over Scotland in 1988. All 259 people on board and 11 people in the tiny town of Lockerbie were killed when the blast took down the plane that had left London heading for New York. No word yet on how the U.S. gained custody of Massoud, and when it happens, he will appear in U.S. federal court in Washington. I'm Richard Johnson.
The Orion space capsule splashed down in the Pacific Ocean southwest of San Diego, California Sunday, bringing a successful end to NASA's historic Artemis 1 moon mission. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know, it's one of those days when you just sit here and you look at the world around you and you look at the headlines that are there and you go, wow, could it be that bad? Well, yes, it could be. And by the way, it's that bad for some people that are in pain right now, too. If you're suffering from inflammation or pain or swelling or anything related to maybe an old injury, a back injury, a neck injury, shoulder, hip, whatever the case might be, and you're not getting any relief with what's going on with what you got, and you keep trying to take a handful of leaves or whatever, which I did for a while, didn't work, but I did it, I got an idea for you. How about trying the 3-week quick start supply of Relief Factor? Now, first of all, it's all natural. There's nothing in it that's going to get you high or none of that stuff because it's drug-free, 100%. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And it supports a healthy response to inflammation as well as decreases the discomfort you're in. Now, it comes in a little convenient individual packet with 4 easy-to-swallow capsules in it. And it supports healthy joints and muscles, too. It's still $19.95. I've been taking it for going on 9 years, and it's still $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. It gets it all going. All you got to do is go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Take a look at what's there, and take a look at what else you might happen to see that might trip your trigger, like maybe some vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin A, or whatever, because they got some different things there that I take as well that you'll see when you get there. ReliefFactor.com/captain is the website, ReliefFactor.com/captain. And all you got to lose is pain, folks. That's all you got to lose. Okay, Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com, is back with us. Thanks for sticking around, Frank.
Absolutely. Anytime and always, man.
And you know, I wasn't kidding about that that comment I just made, because, my God, every time we turn around lately, whatever it was that was going on is not as good as the next story comes along, because they're always trying to one-up. That's what it seems to look like. For example, wait, you hear this one. There's a report from the U.S. Energy Envoy, of all people, calling investor hostility un-American when it comes to shale drilling. Well, to my knowledge, last I knew, we weren't even doing it because they shut it down.
Yeah, the fossil fuel industry in the United States is taking such a beating, and it's unjustified. You know, the idea that they're this incredible polluting influence is just such a tossback to the 1960s and 50s. It's amazing. I mean, everything from clean coal burning plants. You know, if you talk to anybody who's anti-fossil fuel,
right,
they paint the picture that there's black smoke billowing into the air, and people who go to work there, even the executives, have soot on their suits and their faces when they come up. It's not like that. And the petroleum industry is not like that either. Modern-day facilities are about as clean and as overly regulated as anything on the planet. So this idea that energy people, politics, want to keep taking aim at fossil fuel, it's the same thing as we were talking about with the Biden administration and terrorism.
Yep.
You know, what's the buzzword today so we can get people's ears perked up? Oh, let's say terrorism. Bink. Let's say pollution, bink. Let's say fossil fuels, bink. And that's our fault. That's our fault for biting the hook with the bait on it. You know, the overwhelming majority of the American people that just feed off of mainstream news and don't dig at least an inch further into the soil are, and I hate to say it, but it's true, they're either lazy or they're stupid. We've proven this time and time again that if you just read the headlines, boy, you're in trouble, because that's not where the story is. And the media, especially mainstream media, has become sensationalist to a putrid extent when it comes to trying to hook people to click on the headline, because that's how they make money. That's how they make money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the deeper publications out there in the independent media that are putting together comprehensive reports try to keep away from the clickbait, because they know that diminishes credibility. You know, you keep falling for the buzzwords. If you keep going, you know, if you see the word epic in a headline and you click on it, question yourself. Because if you see sensationalistic headlines and you're clicking on those things, you're feeding the machine.
Mm-hmm.
Find some credible news sources that have in-depth coverage of topics, not just the same 13 paragraphs rearranged because somebody's decided that they could put a couple more ads on a page to create clickbait income cash.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to do your homework where information is concerned. If you're getting it from social media, boy, you're part of the problem. If you're getting it from a clickbait site, you're part of the problem. If you haven't done your research on where to get your information to make sure that it's solid, you're part of the problem. So look at yourself in the mirror to find out if you're not feeding the machine.
Well, I have a suggestion, just my little meek suggestion here. UndergroundUSA.com is a great place to start.
Well, you'll notice that the only ads out there are for people who actually sponsor us. We don't get anything from when you click on it.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing we get when you click on it is, oh, there's a statistic. Somebody actually clicked. Mm-hmm. You know, we do it because it's the right thing to do. We cover stories with unpopular things to say about it because it's honest. We don't use the same 13 buzzwords, and we don't take stories and rearrange their input just to pretend that it's something new. It's got to be in the news. It's got to be relevant, and it's got to be something that's either threatening us or something that's good for us to move us in a direction. Challenge your critical thinking skills. We've got to exercise those because right now we're not, an overwhelming majority of us are not using our critical thinking skills. Just look at the last election.
Mm-hmm. By the way, say good morning to the Godfather.
Morning, George.
And he's saying he's laughing his butt off because you were right, absolutely right, spot on.
Well, when you have, and I know I keep going back to this, but this is the perfect example.
Mm-hmm.
When you go into the midterm elections with the gifts that the Biden administration gave us for 2 years,
yeah,
high crime, a horrible economy, the Wild West at the border, diminished stature around the world, the threatening of global conflict, including nuclear conflict between China and Russia and the rest of the world, and you have such a horrible showing in the midterm elections, you're not doing something right, and the people are not accurately informed about what you're doing that isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the reason I'm taking issue with these investigations in Washington. I don't care. Nothing's going to come of it, and we all know it.
Mm-hmm.
We all know it. With Merrick Garland as the attorney general, you can refer people all you want to for criminal prosecution. Nothing's going to come of it.
That's why he's there.
So how about you start governing instead of showboating for politics?
Mm-hmm.
For 20-some years, I've been saying, we need government over politics. Good government over politics. And it's like spitting into the wind. Washington goes, yes, we're going to execute good government on behalf of the people. Okay, let's have some more investigations that just say, no, I'm not, you are. It's like the biggest playground for third graders I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And we allow it to happen. We allow it to happen because we don't just vociferously scream at the people we send to Washington that it needs to be enough. The two-party system is a joke in this country because the politicians keep playing on the buzzwords and people keep feeding off the pablum. It's time to stop feeding off the pablum and demand that we get government back instead of this never-ending political crap.
Well, we have had some fun today, informed some people with some things to give them something to think about. And you know, and I know, that we are desperately seeking change. But what kind of change we get is the next question, right?
Good question.
All right. I'll talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Hello, my friend.
All right, that's Frank Silvato, UndergroundUSA.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Christmas is coming. I heard from Costa Rica a little while ago, and I'll tell you what, Dominic's Blinds, a.k.a. Mr. Dominic and Company, they're located down in Sarasota, Florida. And wouldn't you know that this is one of their busy time of the years, because people like to get their blinds and their shades and their shutters either cleaned or repaired or replaced. And they are definitely the best at what they do. Everything they have made in the USA when it comes to their blinds, their shades, and their shutters. And they are a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, down there in Sarasota. You stop by the store, or you can give them a call, 941-922-2345. And remember, all first responders and military get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Don't forget, you can call them, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just merely stop by the store. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to open some doors for you. I'll guarantee you that one. All right. Get ready, folks, because here we go.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And guess who's on the phone? Mr. Sports Zone quarterback.
Good morning to everybody out there, sir. What a game last night. The Los Angeles Chargers. Still tough to say that, Captain. I always think of them as the San Diego Chargers.
You bet.
But it is what it is. Mm-hmm. But they defeat the Dolphins 23-17 on Sunday Night Football. Herbert throws for 367 yards. That was the big debate, Captain. Should the Dolphins drafted Justin Herbert instead of Tua? And last night, Herbert showed that he was the man you should have drafted. So there you go. And we'll see what happens the rest of the way. The Dolphins are 8-5. The Chargers are 7-6. The playoff picture in the AFC is wide open. We shall see what happens there, to say the least, these last 4 weeks of football coming up. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting to see how it all finishes out. Now, in a little bit of a shocker, not a crazy the outcome was, except for the blowout purposes, but this kid Purdy looks good for the 49ers, Captain. I mean, he went up against the Bucs and was poised, and I mean, they won 35-7.
Yeah.
It tells you that 49er defense is tough. The whole Brady and the bunch to 7 points, that's one heck of a team. It's just funny, you know, week to week, you just don't know what you're going to get with Tampa Bay. They find a way to win a game where they get blown out. Or they play very, very well and want the team to come back and still hold on for victory. I don't know what's going to happen with the Bucs the rest of the way. They're very fortunate. You know, it's 6-7. They're leading their division. I mean, they're not even 500 in leading the division. That tells you how terrible the division is.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm curious if the NFL's ever going to get away from this division sort of thing, or at least, I mean, this could happen, Jack. And the Dallas Cowboys could end up being 11-6, and the Bucs can win their division being 8-9, let's say, or even 9-8. And Dallas is 2 games better, and they have to go play on the road the first playoff game. Doesn't seem like we're rewarding the regular season the way you should.
Mm-hmm.
What is your thought on that, sir?
Well, he who wins the division gets the home game, period, off the bat. Right?
Yeah, but right.
And then after that, if you're a division winner, and let's say you're going up against the wild card team, not playing another division winner, maybe you should have the advantage as to the home field because you won your division.
So you maybe not get it because you didn't have a better record.
Right, I would do better record wouldn't have anything to do with it. Be with division winners or where I'd go. I mean, you can have somebody. Let's see, didn't we have somebody a few years ago that was like 7-9 or something like that when they started the playoffs?
Correct. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. To me, that doesn't make sense. But that's just one.
And did they win the Super Bowl?
No, they did not win the Super Bowl. No.
Okay, who was the team? I forgot.
It was the Seattle Seahawks, who were 7-9. They went to the New Orleans Saints, who were 11-5, who won the division. And the Saints had to play them out in Seattle, and they beat them.
Okay.
I mean, that doesn't make sense, but it's just the one we're looking at. Talking about the Dallas Cowboys, though, they barely came back and beat the Houston Texans 27-23. So, you know, I just don't know. It's just funny. A lot of these teams, Captain, are not showing consistency. But one that is the Eagles. Okay, they clinched the playoffs now with a 48-22 round.
They have a team.
Yes.
And they're playing like a team. Have you noticed?
That's it.
They all seem to be getting along. They all seem to be getting along with each other. They all seem to be, you know, cutting it up on the sideline. I was watching them every chance I could. You know, it's the sideline cameras and whatnot. They seem to be having a good old time, and they seem to have the right coach, the right attitude, and that's what it's all about.
It is. They're playing as a team. Nobody's really the superstar. And everybody runs the ball there. Everybody blocks. Everybody tries to get open for Jalen Hurts. You hit it right on the money. They're playing like a team. And that's so important in today's game. Because that's what it's going to take now. All the all the teams are, a lot of teams, not all the teams, but a lot of teams are very equally matched. It all comes down to discipline and working together as a team. People will say it better, Captain. On a sad note, I know you'll remember this guy, Paul Stylus. He dies at 79 years old. What a great NBA legend for the ball.
Oh, I remember him. Him and, was it Oscar Robertson he played with?
Yes.
Yeah. So the two of them were quite a sight to watch.
Yes, they were. And then he was a great coach, Captain. He was always very positive, but he demanded a lot, too, because he gave everything he had. And he expected you to do the same. He was a great coach for the NBA, to say the least. 2 times with the Hornets, and God bless him for that. So, hate to, bring that up, but, I think it was needed to be said. I like that.
Yeah, a lot of people know who he was.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
Well, he was a Hall of Famer, too.
Yeah, in the 60s or 70s, if you were a basketball fan, you know this guy. He was a part of that crazy Boston Celtics Phoenix Sundays. They won it in triple overtime. So that there you go. You'll remember him from that game alone. So that was before the Larry Bird, Magic Johnson.
Well, I remember the big guys playing against each other. It was Wilt Chamberlain, Bill Russell, and then they had another guy who was the tallest guy in the league at the time, Swede Holbrook. I mean to tell you, you talk about some matches. Holy smokes.
And
Dolph Chase, is that name ring a bell?
Yes, sir.
Dolph Chase could hit a set shot from midcourt.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Larry Costello would stop there. And, these were, if they got three-pointers today where they were at, these guys were shooting five-pointers. They were further out. Hal Greer was another one. Unbelievable.
Yeah, these guys could shoot them back in the day, way back, all the way back. Well, Captain, it's just Medicare season for a lot of people has stopped, but a lot of people, it's still available to the end of the year. There's some special election periods here in the state of Florida with the hurricanes. So if anybody wishes they would have made a decision without making a decision, I can help them out. If you want to still try to save some money next year on your Medicare costs, I'm the guy to call. Give me a call. I'll tell you if you qualify for the special election period. If you do, then we'll get together for a cup of coffee and go over your options. So please, feel free to call me at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052. If you haven't had your insurance papers looked at over the past year or two, give me a call. It's always good to just look and see what you have and see if there's anything out there better for you. So, again, my name is Patrick Highland. I'm on with Matt 3 days a week, and then on Sundays from 11 to 12. God bless the audience. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. God bless you, Cap.
All right, see you on Tuesday, Patrick Highland. He'll be with me tomorrow over at Mission Barbecue. So if you want to stop by Mission Barbecue in West Waters for lunch, 11:30 to 1:30, he'll be there with me. And by the way, speaking of tomorrow night, I look forward to being in Manatee County at the Manatee Patriots Christmas Party at Mixon Fruit Farms, starting at 6 o'clock, I guess. Anyway, it's going to be fun. I'll see you then.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.